USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Northern California,
this fire is extremely dangerous and moving with no regard for what's in its path.
Fire Commander Brett Guffa giving an update on the car fire, which is raging near Redding. A bulldozer operator losing his life to the fire yesterday. And now the chief has a warning to the people in Redding.
This fire is making a significant push into the northwestern portion of Redding. We ask everyone to heed evacuation orders.
In Southern California, the Cranston fire is forcing more evacuations east of L.A. President Trump's former personal lawyer reportedly believes then-candidate Donald Trump knew ahead of time that his son was going to be meeting with a Russian lawyer who was promising dirt on Hillary Clinton, something Trump and the administration have denied. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Some conservative U.S. House members who wanted to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein saying he's been stonewalling Congress when it comes to providing documents concerning the Russia investigation, now backing off their efforts to impeach him, at least for now. But they say they will renew their efforts when they return from a month-long lawmaker break if Rosenstein continues to refuse to turn over those documents. Meanwhile, one of those conservatives of the House Freedom Caucus is hoping to be the next Speaker of the House, Jim Jordan announcing it yesterday, explaining why he wants to run for that post if Republicans keep control of that chamber.
We think there's some things that need to be changed. We got a letter that is going out to every single member, which lays out what we think needs to happen. But the main thing is we need to get refocused on doing what we said we would do.
Disney is the latest big corporation to announce it's getting rid of plastic straws at all of its theme parks except the one in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
President Trump saying he had good news for farmers when he made his stop in Iowa yesterday. More on that from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
President Donald Trump displayed John Deere green hats bearing the slogan "Make Farmers Great Again" during his visit to Iowa Thursday, telling farmers they won't be too angry with Trump following an apparent trade agreement with European leaders.
I said to the Europeans, I said, do me a favor, would you go out to the farms in Iowa and all the different places in the Midwest, would you buy a lot of soybeans right now? Because what that whole soybean thing is now going to be opened up. No tariffs, free trade.
Governor Kim Reynolds, who participated in that forum, told reporters after the event that the conversations about opening up European markets are hopefully a positive step. I'm Rick Vincent.
Facebook dealt with the largest one-day loss of any company in the history of Wall Street yesterday when shares fell just under 20% for the social media giant on news that its active users fell short of expectations and company officials were warning that revenue growth would slow the rest of the year. Founder Mark Zuckerberg losing nearly $16 billion in personal wealth. It caused the 34-year-old to fall from third place to number six on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. And Papa John's Pizza is being sued by its founder. John Schnatter says the company's not adequately responding to his request for internal documents, and he says he regrets stepping down as chairman after publicity about some alleged racially insensitive comments he made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.